Good morning. It's Happy Tuesday, SEO Tips. And today on April the 19th, Kelvin, we're going to do a bit more about this Open Graph stuff and how it relates with SEO.
Yep.
It's not really a sequel, but it kind of is. Kind of is a sequel because of the thoughts that involved with yesterday's program about the Open Graph tags and how Facebook does things. This will help even more. So the links that will be in the show notes, and we'll put those onto the GuyerCookReport.podbean.com in just a bit, within the hour, usually. And that'll have a reference to the links in today's show, in that text file. So the first question that was asked is, do Open Graph meta tags have an impact on SEO? Well, the guy that asked the question is a 10-year veteran of SEO experience specializing in large, long-tail sites. He's had 8,000-plus views, three endorsements in search engine optimization, and he's the most viewed writer in meta tags, or website meta tags. So Jaron Udham pointed out that Open Graph definitely impacts your Facebook SEO. So if you want your site, your traffic, your goings-on to be found in the third largest country in the world, they now claim Facebook to be. If it was a country, it would be number three. Then use Open Graph tags on your efforts. And of course, you're going to have reference made for the Open Graph title, Open Graph description, the Open Graph URL. Those are the three things you want to make sure you absolutely are for certain. Especially the Open Graph URL, because that's going to give the canonical link, like where the buck stops for that content, what the link is actually about. So take a look at that in the show notes. And of course, why Open Graph Protocol is good for SEO and social networks is an article that I got. And that came in the three things that they talk about. There's the article, which would be like your blog post, your news post, your video, your audio, things like this. Your blog, which goes on the homepage, it's the only place you use it, is on the homepage of your blog. Or the website. We know that websites are different and unique from blogs. And that Open Graph tag is only for the homepage. So articles, everything else that's not the homepage, right? The blog and the homepage. Then, can you specify descriptive information about your pages with context? Well, for business sites, that's useful. And the types that you can reference are contact information, makes sense, and location. Remember how many times in business studies that we've heard location, location, location. So then you can describe films, audio, and some other kinds of objects from the real world, like businesses, groups, you know, Facebook groups are so important, organizations, people, places, products, and entertainment. Open Graph tags, give it a go. And the third thing I put into the show notes, and not a whole lot of verbiage about it, oh, and one quick thing to add too, if you've got a Facebook profile, put that ID, your Facebook profile, put that as an admin of the pages that you're promoting, your articles that you're promoting. That's important. And so, last but not least, off of Moz, just like Wizard of Oz, of Moz, like Eileen corrected me one time, and I've always remembered that. Aren't you proud of me? You're going to have some must-have social media meta tag information available to you for Twitter, for Google+, for Facebook, and more. And I'll just say and more, so go look at the show notes. They're going to be available in that link. And that takes us up to that favorite time of the day, the shout-out time. And that's when we say thanks to Edinburgh Dusters, the company that likes to clean. If Fraser Ramsey, who's not only a great cleaner, but he's pretty handy with a mouse, made the graphics that got the Guyer Cook Report started 70-some shows ago, and big thank you to him. Thank you to my co-host, Kelvin, who's been here for We were talking about that before the show. We have to go back and look and research. How many shows has he been on now? Quite a few. Yeah, pretty much. Not as big a deal as the Queen's birthday. Happy birthday, Queen Elizabeth. That's coming up in a few days. There'll be a big to-do in June about that. And thanks to the new logo that's on our shield for the Guyer Cook Report, Alba Digital Media. If you're in Scotland, see that little rearview mirror? That's a side mirror off of a car. With the, who's that, the cross from the Scottish flag, the blue and white. I forgot. But it's St. George, is that it? Oh, St. Andrew. Okay. But anyway, Alba Digital Media, what they're about is they provide digital media solutions for small and medium-sized business, I think. Website consulting, hardware consulting. Just this morning, I talked with Kevin in Stirling, Scotland, and I'm an hour west of Seattle. That kind of boggles the mind. But anyway, we talked about his latest adventures. He just bought a network-accessible storage. We talked about that long time ago. He found one on eBay, found a good deal, and so it'll be here tomorrow. We'll maybe have more about that tomorrow. And thanks to Blab that makes this possible. We wouldn't have a recording if we didn't have the Blab interface to be side by side and make all that magic come together. Thank you to Friends Just Chatting. If you go into Blab, look for that Friends Just Chatting Monday through Friday in the mornings usually, and give that a go. There's no topic. You don't have to know a whole lot about kilts or any of that nonsense. It's just Friends Just Chatting with Friends, and from all over the world. We have people in there from Turkey, from Kazakhstan, from US of A, Scotland, from England. I say Scotland and England because of somebody's politics, and we won't go into that. Anyway, be sure and check that out. Friends Just Chatting, very casual. And also thanks to the folks at Podbean that make it possible for this show to be in video onto YouTube with a simple click of the mouse. Pretty slick that happens. And, or no, I said YouTube. That's not true. I do YouTube. They make iTunes happen. That's what I meant to say. By virtue of the podcast audio being on the Podbean.com platform, it's automatically can be uploaded and indexed into the podcasts that are maintained in the iTunes archive. So that's pretty cool stuff. At this point, I think right now what we need to do is get to those three magic words, and we're going to... Did I forget anything?
Well, we were talking about storage and stuff and the importance of backing up your files.
Right. Somebody said this morning they had a whole bunch of files like from 2009. They were going to just delete them. They're old. I don't need them anymore. Make sure you have a backup copy. Did you burn that DVD? Did you make the little thumb drive storage? Takes just a minute. And then the day won't come when you go... Somebody comes to you and says, hey, do you have that file from 2009? I need it. Oh, I deleted those. I didn't think we needed them anymore. So make a backup of your data. It was important enough the first time. It's important enough to back it up. So just give yourself a minute and do that. On that note, it's a wrap.